Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Happy May 9th, 2016. It is finally sunny in New York City. We have had rain the whole week, and you know when it starts raining, and it's raining the whole week, it just puts your whole mood off. But today I'm happy, and I'm hope that you're happy too, because it's sunny, it's a great day, and we got up this morning to see this great day. So how are you, family? I want to thank, first of all, a few people before we get into the segment. I want to thank my people in my chat rooms. I want to thank my archive people, the people that archive the show, because you can listen to the show at a later date. I want to thank my iTunes people. I want to thank the people that email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com with the questions and the answers and all that good stuff. I just want to thank you, family, for being who you are, the Cheap Cheetah family. So thank you for that, and I appreciate the love and support. How was everybody's Mother's Day? I hope everyone had a good day. And the fathers who are mothers, that's your category too. You are doing fabulous. I hope everyone had a good Mother's Day. You did something fun. You did something momentum. And you just did something that says, hey, you know what? I love you. And I don't feel you need to wait to one special day to say that, because mothers are great. We got some that's kind of flaky, but overall, you know what I'm saying, mothers, grandmothers, you know. So I hope your Mother's Day went well. Also, before we get into the show today, bills that we hate to pay, and we know which ones those are, but I'm going to go over a few of them. Folks, please join me on our Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Come in, be a part of The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Let's talk about saving, making, and having fun with money together. That is our permanent home. Also, you can go to cheapcheetah.com for all the other things as far as the great T-shirts I offer, the blog, going right to the blog post, which I try to post something at least twice a week about saving, making, and having fun with money. You know, there's so many things, and if you're not sure where to go, you can always email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I mean, we've been together for a while. We are family, so you know how that goes, right? If you have any questions or comments that you would like to share, or if you'd like to be on the Cheap Cheetah Show, let me know. Basically, you know what our platform is: saving, making, and having fun with money, changing our lifestyle so that we can become financially free. That's what it's all about. Even if you have a business and it's about saving money or making money or showing someone how to pay down debt or whatever the case may be, by all means, I'm always looking for people to come on to talk about their different business ventures and how they got started and everything like that. So you know. You know what I'm looking for, folks. If you know anybody, please hook a sister up and let a sister know. Free ebooks, you know about that because we've always talked about the free ebooks. Cheap Cheetah, Saving the Cheap Cheetah Way. Also, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less. And Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. They're all free ebooks. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Now, enough of all this, you know. Let's get down to the basics. Bills we hate to pay. We all have them, okay? For me, personally, it's my land tax bill. That's just one of the bills I hate to pay. Reason I hate to pay the land tax, because here in New York City, and I can only speak for New York City, if you buy a house, you buy the house itself, you take a loan from the bank, and you get the house, and you have your mortgage, and you pay down once a month towards your house. So you're paying the loan that you borrow from the bank for your house. the land that the house sits on, nobody owns that but the city. Okay? So with your land, with your mortgage, you're paying land tax. Okay? It's not like if you were in maybe Texas or maybe in the southern state that you can actually buy the land, excuse me, and build your house or buy the land that your house is sitting on, so that way you own the land outright and you just may be paying the mortgage on the house. Okay? No, New York City, they don't allow you to have land like that. All right, so I have to pay land tax, which is a pain in the behind. I hate paying that because I never know when it's going to go up. And it seems like, for me, every 6 months, the land tax goes up. So that's one of the bills I hate to pay. Another bill, water bill, okay? If you have a water bill, like we do, and you're saying, what the heck is a water bill? It's a new bill that the city came out with. Again, this is New York City. They came out with saying that you have to pay for water. Actually, they want us to pay for the sewage and everything else because they're getting tired of paying for it. So water bill is what we pay every 3 months, which is a little ridiculous because water used to be free. All right, so a water bill. I hate paying a water bill because, again, when the city decides to go up, then they'll go up on the water bill. I went from $73 when I first started paying the water bill to maybe like $200 now every 3 months. It's crazy. So here are, those were my bills. Here are some other bills that people in general hate to pay. Direct TV payments, okay? Cable. All that stuff used to be free. Remember when TV was free? Now, in order to get a good reception, in order to get your basic TV program, you have to pay cable or you have to buy direct TV. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And those bills, from what I hear, because I don't have cable and I don't have direct TV, I have an old-fashioned antenna up on the roof. And little rabbit ears. Remember back in the day when you was a kid and you had rabbit ears? Little rabbit ears, and this is what I use. And thank God I can still get reception in my area that's pretty decent. I refuse to pay, what, $200-$300 a month for TV? It's ridiculous. People also hate paying health insurance. If you're not fortunate enough to have a job that pays for your health insurance, and even if you are, sometimes you have to pay X amount of dollars for out-of-pocket expenses, and those out-of-pocket expenses can be pricey, okay? Depending on what kind of procedure that you have to get, and don't, you know, if you go to a dentist, you can forget it because dentists are expensive overall. So, and a lot of dentists won't take the insurance you have depending on what insurance you have. So a lot of people think that a big expense that they hate is health insurance, but you have to have it. This is a must-have. Let me see. Car loans. People hate to pay their car loans, okay? And that's understandable if your car loan's like $500, $600. No one told you to go out there and buy that overpriced car to begin with because you want to show that you somebody, your self-worth is in your car, so now you have these car loans. Even if you have a small car loan, it's too much. I still go by the old saying, save it up and then buy a car. Unless you're out in the boonies somewhere where you know you need a car, you should be able to find a cheap little car to get you back and forth until you can get a better car. So car loans is what people hate the most. And you know if you're not keeping up with your car loan, then the repo man will come get your stuff. So isn't it better to pay your stuff in cash and just, you know, or buy a little piece of car and then until you can get a better car? Isn't that better? Or if you can, mass transit. If you live in major cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, places like that where mass transit runs nicely, then start taking mass transit if you can. Heck, I'm looking at a lot of people that's riding bikes now. So if you can ride a bike or carpool or find another way that you can get where you have to go without buying an overpriced car where your car payments are like $500, $600, $700, isn't it worth it? Mortgage payments. People hate to pay mortgage payments, and that's true because, again, when we were talking about houses a few minutes ago, if you think about it, when you get a loan from the bank to purchase your house, whatever the price may be, you have to think about the interest. The first 5 years is interest alone, so it's going to the bank, okay? Unless you buy your house outright, it's ridiculous, okay? And some people don't have that option, such if you live in an expensive place like I do, like in New York. Housing prices are here, or a rat hole will cost you $350,000, $400,000, okay? And that's just going up, and that's a rat hole. So people a lot of times don't have the option just to pay cash for stuff. So, yes, they have to go to the bank and get a loan. And then with the payments, you know, you're paying inside your mortgage, you're paying your property taxes here in New York, which is built, it's in your mortgage payment. You're paying your insurance and all that. So, yes, your housing payments can go up. Rent. People hate to pay rent. And you know why? I would hate to pay rent, too, personally, because it's a waste of money. Okay? And if you're just stepping in, we're talking about things that people hate paying. Basically, it sounds like they hate paying bills in general. Rent. Rent people hate paying because it is a waste of money. Who is getting rich? The landlord. You're paying him on a monthly basis to live in his establishment while you do what you have to do. That's understandable. If your rent's dirt cheap, then by all means, it gives you a chance to save. But if your rent is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, that's money you could be putting towards a house, you know, towards down payment towards your mortgage. I'm just saying. Car washes. A lot of people hate to pay car wash. Go to have their car washed, and it's a bill because it's a cash monster. You're changing the oil, your tires, you're getting your car detailed and all that. You can do it yourself for free. Okay? You can wash your car, you can change your oil, do your filters and everything, especially, or if you know somebody that's handy like that, they say, hey, I'll wash my car and stuff, and could you check the oils and do everything? Only thing that you do need to really go to a mechanic for is your car is really getting ready to go on the kaput and for inspection. That's the only thing. Business lunches and networks. When you have your business and stuff, or if you're in a business or career where you have to network a lot, that's an expense that people hate to pay because you have the entrance fee, then you have maybe the lunches you have to pay for, or just to generate more business so people know it's a business expense, but it's one business expense that they don't like to pay, which is it should benefit you in the long run, but sometimes it doesn't. So networking and business lunches, but you need to do this because you want people to recognize your business, you want people to utilize your business, whatever it is, or call you and stuff. It's part of your job, so it's an unnecessary evil. And if you're just tuning in, we're just talking about costs that we definitely know we hate, but we have to pay them anyway. The main cost to me, personally, that we know we have to pay in order to live is your housing, your transportation, your insurance, if you have insurance, health insurance, car insurance, auto insurance, things like that, homeowners insurance, those are mandatories. Food is a mandatory expense, and, yeah, it is a bill. And those are clothing we can get away with, depending on, you know, how we work things out. But housing, transportation, insurances, and what else did I miss? Food. Like I said, those are things that we have to pay because that's the cost of living. That's the cost of, you know, doing our thing every day. We hate paying taxes. But for those of us who got a nice income tax check, you don't hate it too bad, do you? I know you don't. I know you don't because you got a fat check probably last couple of weeks because everybody did their income taxes in April, so you got a nice little check. For those who have to pay, I know you hate taxes the worst, okay? Landlines. A lot of people don't have landlines anymore, and if you don't know what that is, that's the phone that you had in your house before the cell phone came around, before the iPhone, before the phone with all the little gadgets on it. You know, the basic house phone that you've had, your grandmother had, your great-grandmother had, you know, landlines. A lot of people don't have landlines anymore. Cut their landlines off to use their cell phone, which is a a good idea. Unfortunately, I mean, I still have my landline, because if the cell phone, for whatever reason, goes crazy and stuff, and you have to get in contact with somebody in an emergency, you still have your landline. Home maintenance bills. God, I hate when something breaks down, don't you? Especially if you're home, if you own a home, if you're renting, I hate when stuff breaks down. You know, if your toilet breaks down, if your washing machine breaks down, if your roof falls in, anything that has to do with home repairs, I hate. Why? Because when the repairman steps in the door, he's automatically charging you X amount for just being there, for breathing your air kind of thing. So it's just automatically. If your roof, you need a roofer. I mean, he's just to step in the door, it's, what, $75? Plumber, step in the door, $75? And that's not talking about the labor. That's just stepping in the door and breathe your air. So that's an expense that you're like, oh, God, I really don't want to have to pay this, but I have to because my toilet didn't overflow. I have to because I have a pipe that busted in my wall. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, God, what next? But in these situations, that's why I always tell you, make sure that you set money aside just in case. Just in case something breaks down. Just in case I need whatever. Your car breaks down, you need a housing repair, whatever. You have a just in case fund that will cover a lot of these bills that you may not be able to pay for right out. You have the money sitting there, and you really don't want to charge it, because when you start getting into charging stuff, it's the interest and all that. No, just pay for cash, but have an emergency fund for just in case. Commuting costs. A lot of people don't want to pay and hate to pay the commuting costs, getting back and forth to your job every day. Whether you go on mass transit, whether you have gas for your car, they don't want to pay the commuting costs because it's too much. It's wear and tear on your car. It's gasoline goes up and down, up and down. And for a perfect example, because that's the only thing I can use only me for example, I was using mass transit when I was working, going back and forth, but train itself was costing me $200 a month. Plus an extra 40, so altogether I was paying like 280, almost $300 a month to go just to go back and forth to work. $300 a month, that's a lot of money for even for me, and I wasn't making a lot. So my commuting cost was going up because it was getting more expensive. And I was using a different way of getting to where my job was at the time I was working. So, yes, it was costing a little bit more, and it was getting me there faster, but it was expensive. It was totally expensive. Another thing I hate as far as paying bills, it makes me cringe, brokers' fees. Fees associated with mutual funds, brokerage funds, I hate paying those fees. Oh, God, I hate paying, even though there's like, oh, if you make the money, then we'll take a percentage of what you made from the stock market, your mutual fund. All well and fine, but still, that's taking money from me, and that adds up. That totally adds up. So that totally, broker's fees to me, I mean, yeah, I know they have to make money and stuff, but it's just not, it sucks. And on that note, a word from my sponsor. Not that the sponsor sucks, but paying brokerage fees sucks.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can have your commercial played on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. All you have to do is email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss putting your commercial on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Come on, folks. We'd love to have you. Let us know what you're into because we want to know. And on that note, we're going back to bills that people hate to pay. Basically, what I covered is we hate to pay any kind of bill. Food, shelter, we just hate to pay it, any kind of bill, is, and that's normal because you work hard, and then most of our paycheck goes to bills, and that's really understandable, so it pisses us off, okay? Because, you know, what are we working hard for? Isn't it supposed to be to work and enjoy some of the money that we're working hard for? We're taking the bull crap from the job. We're just stressing out. We're trying to achieve better for ourselves and for our family. And then we take all this money and give it to somebody else who's making billions of dollars off our back. Sounds like something I want to be pissed off about, too. And trust me, I've been where you are. I've been pissed off, okay, about bills I have to pay. I'm like, what the heck is this? And talking about pissed off, I'm going to tell you a little pissed off story that I'm going to share with you right now that ties this whole thing in. I'm cheap, folks. I'm glad I'm cheap. You can call me cheap, frugal, thrifty. I don't care. I've been like this since I was a child, and I would learn from the best, my grandparents. So I like to save money. I love to save money, and that's why I created the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, because I want to share with you what I've learned, and along my travels, whatever I learn, I want to share with you. Because it's about saving, making, and having fun with money. I want you to be financially free, okay? Telling you that, I try to cut down on a lot of my expenses, especially now since I am not working. So if I don't need it, I don't buy it. If I can find an alternative to what I need, then I will do it. I hate to spend money. It physically hurts me. I got a bill yesterday, let me tell you, from my gardener. Yes, I did have a gardener. A couple of years ago, the gardener was paid quite well, like $900, $1,000 for the year. Gardener was doing fine. And then all of a sudden, the gardener started messing up because, whatever reason, he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, but charged me for services that I was not happy with. Make a long story short, I said, you know, next 2 years, last year and this year, I'm going to do it myself. I need to exercise. I'm going to do the garden, whatever. Anyway, yesterday, what did I get? I get a bill from the gardener for last year's services. He ain't came nowhere near this house, okay? I did my yard last year. Me and my partner did the yard last year, huffing and puffing. He got the nerve to send me a bill? Ask me what I'm going to do with his bill. Please ask me. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and ask me what the heck I'm going to do with that bill. Okay? That's one of the bills I hated to pay every year. Because sometime it was like $1,900 for 2 years worth of stuff. It was too much. And he wasn't doing nothing. And you try to tell him, oh, by the way, could you? No. He too busy trying to get everybody else's check. No. I said to myself, I could do it myself. And that's what I'm talking about. Certain bills that you can control not paying. Certain bills you can't control, like your mortgage payments, okay? Unless you were at that period of time where you refinanced and got a lower mortgage payment, but that was back in the day when Obama first started. You can control your food bills. Maybe you control your heating bills, and maybe if you can go on a budget plan like I do, we have budget plans at Con Ed. Where you go on a budget plan so you know how much your monthly bill is going to be once a month. Certain finances, certain bills you can control. Certain bills you can cut out altogether. You just have to go over your bills and decide which ones are necessary and which ones are really not. So once you decide the ones that are really not necessary, then you try to stop using them, cut them off, call them, I don't need your services anymore, or try to call them up and try to make some kind of deal with them and say, look, this bill is too high. What kind of specials you have going on? I need to negotiate with you a lower bill. This goes for credit card bills, too, because I can't stand those as well. Right? So you try to lower your bills so all the extra money you save from lowering your bills, you put towards your savings Or better yet, you put towards just in case money. Just in case I need something fixed in my house. Just in case I need my car because my car broke down. I need to fix it because I need to go back and forth to work. Just in case my kids need something, it's an emergency and whatever. You put that extra money you save towards not paying all these unnecessary bills in your just in case fund. Watch how much money you save when you do that. Watch how much. It takes you, what, hour, 2 hours? Go over all the bills. The ones that make you say, dang, I hate paying this sugar. You know, and you, every time you write your check, your hand wiggles up and down because you hate paying that daggone bill. And on top of that, you hate putting a stamp on it to send somebody your money that you can't stand anyway. You know, think about it. Just and try to cut down. I mean, cut back. Like I said, there are ways, if you really think about it, to stop or cut down on paying all these unnecessary bills. Like I said, your credit cards, your car repairs, your food bill. I ain't going to talk about food bill. I seem to always talk about food bill. You know, so those are my ideas for basically bills that we dislike and ways to cut down on them. You just have to think outside the box. Like I always tell you, think outside the box. Talking about bills, I don't know where you live, okay? And maybe this is not happening to in your area, and I hope it never happens in your city. New York has the nerve, okay, to start charging in October 5 cents for bags, okay, the paper and the plastic bags. Now, I know Seattle was doing that, and Seattle is doing it. But New York, we didn't do that. Now, come October, they're going to charge you 5 cents for getting plastic bags. Like when you go grocery shopping, you know they give plastic, paper, or plastic. And it's going to be, they're going to charge you 5 cents for a plastic bag, which is going to cause a lot of people to bring their own bags to use. And they were saying when you start reusing these plastic bags, they start forming germs and bacteria and stuff, which is not good. And because the city wanted to be so daggone cheap and don't, because they said the landfills and everything is filling up with all these plastic bags and stuff, instead of saying, well, look, we're going to give you one of these nice little tote bags that you can have, carry your groceries back and forth, and no, they want to charge a nickel. Isn't it bad enough they charge me a nickel for deposit for when I drink soda and stuff? Now they want to charge a nickel for plastic bags. It's gotten ridiculous. And people want to know why I want to leave New York. Because they nickel and dime you to death. Does your city nickel and dime you? If they do, please share it. Come to my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And tell me, if your city nickel and dime you like they do here in New York. Because it's really ridiculous. It didn't piss me off, see? I got pissed off already, folks. And I don't mean to. It's ridiculous. 5 cents for a plastic bag. And truly, I don't know about where you live, but our plastic bags here are so freaking flimsy. I have to take 3 bags to stack to put my food in because the first little bag, if all my food is like it's not holding enough. So the bags are flimsy. See, you want me to pay 5 cents for a flimsy bag? So if I have to double a bag or triple a bag, that's 15 cents. Sister, not feeling that, okay? I am not feeling that. And on a lighter note, because I don't have too much time, how is everybody doing? We talked about so much today. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope they had a great weekend. I hope they had a great Mother's Day weekend. And I'm going to tell you real quick what was going on with me for the weekend. I got a hot minute. Saw a bunch of movies. The ones I want to see. And see, I'm a Transformer child, so I love Transformers. But if you get a chance, I want you to see, which is, you know, it's a lot of sex and a lot of nudity, but there's a story behind it. If you get a chance, watch The Wolf of Wall Street. It was out of control. The movie was out of control. A lot of excess, but it did teach you something. The person who has a gift for gab gets the money. So watch it. Forget the nudity and the drugs. Just watch what little bit of story they're trying to tell in that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. On that note, have a great day. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you, I miss you, and save that money.